Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The year is 2020.
We are all inside.
We are locked in quarantine. But we got justice for glory.
We did, yes. Very, you know, some things have happened since the last time we've talked to you on this podcast.
They have. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this quick episode of Britney Podcast, which is going to be a little snippet from our other podcast called Legends Only. But we felt that this was too important and too special and too urgent that it needed its own moment.
And what a moment it has been.
Hashtag justice for glory. 4 years in the making, and it has finally manifested.
In the form of a fan campaign, a number one on the charts, and a new cover.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
Hey, I'm Bradley Stern.
This is our new
Britney.
Yeah, no.
No, that's not going to work.
Hey, I'm T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley Stern.
And this is It's Britney, Bitch.
A podcast for stans.
By stans.
Dedicated to 20 years of the living legend, Britney Jean Spears.
So we talked about this on the Legends Only pod, so we're going to clip what we said there and put it in here. If you did not know, we do have another podcast called Legends Only, where we talk about legends.
Only.
Britney included. Because
yeah.
If you do not listen over to Legends Only, Britney has had this redemption this year that has been unpredictable and unexpected, but we're loving it. So we just felt like this needed a little justice for glory moment. So we're going to insert in our conversation about it here.
Yeah. And we hope everyone's doing well. And hello from the other side.
Yeah. And if you want full justice for glory, go back and listen to the 2016 part one and part two.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Because that's when we go into the whole era. But let's discuss what happened this week, shall we?
So our world is going through such hard times right now.
Coronavirus.
And we're all staying in.
Coronavirus.
And we're all staying in.
I burnt my gym down.
So
coronavirus.
And we're all staying in.
One thing led to another, and I burnt it down.
Stream and or purchase Glory so that we can get it on the Billboard Hot 200. Okay. Before we get to the biggest news of Britney this week, there was already so much more to discuss. Yeah, there was already enough to discuss before the shocking news that happened like 2 days ago.
Now, also, it was revealed, and we kind of knew it because of content from Miss Jamie Lynn, that at some point in this quarantine, she hopped on a jet, went over to Louisiana for 2 weeks.
Which has me worried, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's like that's...
Maybe she flew private.
Probably.
Which normally she does not do because she is a humble legend.
Right.
But
in certain circumstances, she'll just hop on her Japanese candy commercial airplane and fly over to Louisiana and visit the... Is it just nieces or nieces and nephews?
I don't know. I don't even know.
There's babies. There's babies involved.
Bobies.
Little Bobies.
Yep.
So she and Jamie Lynn sang My Baby and
Hop Down South Where My Niece Is At. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you were saying?
No, it was just, you know, she had a little sisterly moment during the quarantine, which is lovely.
And is she back with Sam now, do we think?
Yeah, it's really hard to tell the timeline, but it sounds like first she said she's missing him, so we didn't think so. But then there was some biking, but that might be a throwback photo video, so I'm going to guess they've reunited.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Baby Got Back seems like a throwback.
It seems like he went to visit someone and then she went to Louisiana.
Maybe.
And then they both came back to California.
Yeah. Well, I hope for her sake that they are reunited because she is missing him.
Okay. Bitch, me too. Like...
What else? Oh, and in music news, because everything comes back to Britney, Miss Peep, Miss Dua Lipa, did an interview about Future Nostalgia, and she revealed that Kiss and Make Up from album one, Deluxe Edition, was originally offered to Miley, Demi, and Britney, which is very interesting to think about. But ultimately, they all turned it down because they thought the lyrics were too young, which is interesting. I mean, I love Kiss and Make Up, but it would be interesting to hear Britney's version.
It could have easily fit with Glory.
Definitely.
It sounds like that vibe. Better.
Totally. So
someone make a mashup.
Always interesting to hear what could have been and what could have been on Glory. Kiss and Make Up was a candidate. Well, they turned it down.
Bonus episode idea, which bonus episode. At this point,
yeah,
I feel there's like an asshole for even teasing another bonus episode because our whole schedule has been destroyed by coronavirus.
Right.
A bonus episode of all of the Britney B-side rejects, which there's a lot of.
Yes.
As we've discovered throughout recent times.
We certainly have.
You know what's so fucking crazy? And this is completely, I'm derailing the conversation, but it's fine.
What?
Can you believe that we are living in a global pandemic? And at the same time, we had an interview with Heidi Montag, got her to spill so much tea about her music and Britney.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan is back with new music. And what we're about to discuss next, Justice for Glory, happened. Like, I just can't wrap my brain around all of it.
Every day is truly absurd. Madonna, Mariah, Janet soaring up the charts, and now Britney. Nothing makes sense.
Did you see Kelly Clarkson, My December, just entered in to like the top 20?
What?
Yeah. And it's not from me.
I mean, it probably is.
Well, maybe.
We did discuss it.
We did.
Well,
everything is just weird.
It is weird. And perhaps the weirdest thing, it's time to talk about Justice.
Okay, so you guys all know I have been screaming this nonstop. If you look at my Twitter feed for the past 4 years, this has been like a running joke of mine. I literally made a joke about it the day before with the James Charles quote when it was like me when you all let Glory flop or whatever.
You know what you did. I honestly feel like you all owe me an apology.
Right.
So we wake up and this was on Thursday, right?
This was on Friday.
Who even cares about days anymore?
What are days?
And
it was on Saturday.
My friend texted me and was like, oh my God, wow, this new Glory cover is a serve. And I was like, what? Like, did someone cover, like, meaning like a song cover, like sing Glory? I was like, what? Yeah. And I open up Spotify and I obviously have it as like my first saved playlist. And it was like the new cover. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on in here on this day? Out of nowhere.
Yeah, I didn't believe it at first, obviously, because it kind of looked almost like a from the original Make Me video.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe this is just a really good Photoshop job. But then I zoomed in, and I don't mean Zoom, but then I looked to the to Spotify was there, iTunes was there, and then it's like you can't hack album art into that system. So it became real, and then of course we panicked, and so did the internet, and it turned out that that was indeed a scrapped concept. As we know, she worked with David LaChapelle, who she's worked with from Every Time, Onyx Hotel, Imagery. The list goes on. And he did the original Make Me video, and he did the gorgeous Make Me single art. And obviously, it's the same background. And this was of that same shoot, her on the ground atop chains looking amazing. Yeah, then she finally confirmed it because they didn't issue any sort of like press release about it. They didn't say anything until she said something.
Yeah, she Instagrammed it.
She Instagrammed it. Now, of course, it erupted in Glory's coming out platinum edition with 3 additional songs, and all these like rumors became swirled immediately. What she said is, "You asked for a new Glory cover. We're going to have to talk about that line."
Yeah.
And since it went to number one, we had to make it happen. Couldn't have done it without you all. So here she's confirming that the cover art was in fact to celebrate Justice for Glory, because we didn't even talk about it yet, but the fans got Glory to number one on the pop charts, much like as we've discussed last week, Madonna, Mariah, Janet had different fan campaigns shooting their albums up to the top of charts. Britney's fans did the same for Glory after 4 years.
Finally.
And so this was their way of celebrating, was to show the, 500 times, million times better cover that could have been for this album. So, yeah, what are your thoughts about the cover?
So, dare I say that it may be one of her best covers?
Oh, I think absolutely. I don't think there's any question about that. I think this is like such an important, like iconic image. I think it's also interesting that all of her album covers until now, if they went with this one, would have been the front facing. And then this was like the emancipation of Britney, like very different stylistically.
Yeah. It's also very like revealing.
Yeah. So, I mean, it depends on how deep you want to dig into all of this. Obviously, it's unavoidable. The talk about the conservatorship and everything instantly came to mind. Now, for me, the chains, to me, it looks like she's basically broken out of them.
That's what I thought as well.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it would have sent a different message if the chains were around her, but she's clearly like grasping them and above them. So it feels like more an emancipation statement or calling it to attention, but she's above it, I feel.
Well, that's where I feel that she was at that time period.
Yeah, at that time, we all were sort of like, oh my God, she's at her peak after so many years. This felt like truly her glory. So it actually does go in line with it. But, you know, obviously,
in context now, it's different.
It's very different now. And I feel
some
like...
a lot of people were asking, like, is this new? Is this new? No. So this would have been... That was filmed 2016. In 2016, early spring.
Yeah.
So this is not new. This was filmed, like, April, May of 2016.
And as we talked about then, David LaChapelle, when the Make Me video leaked, like, posted a little note about it and said... at the time that he felt something was off on the set and that she requested to be like caged. So this also does go in line with like chains, cages, some sort of a statement there is what he said. So you add that with the behind the scenes footage that we have already discussed about on the Britney pod of her seemingly yelling on the set and there's being like drama on the set there. And then you add it to the fact that this was not chosen. There's this whole question of like, did she have beef with David LaChapelle or did her father or was the team? There was some sort of falling out with David LaChapelle. There's like question about whether it was her team, her father, or her directly, like having some sort of beef with him creatively. I feel like we still don't have answers to that.
We don't.
There are more questions than answers. So the thing about this, of course, is the fact that this was shelved does nothing to help the idea that she's trying to have a more creative vision that's being stifled possibly, but we don't know. Like for me, I'm like, I can't believe you were sitting on this heat for 4 years. It's like infuriating to me. And you've got to wonder like who put an end to this? Was it Britney herself? Was it her team? Was it her, you know, a lot of people do not think fondly of her father. Was it her father? Did he think it was too sexy? Did he think it was a statement about the conservatorship? Shelving it just adds fuel to that fire for sure. I'm just like, I just have 10 million more questions. It's like, if the team shelved it, like, I feel like you're, you know, stifling the creativity of if she wanted it, but they didn't. If she shelved it, I wish she had a team strong enough to be like, this is a really good look. You should go with this cover. I don't know. I'm frustrated and tired. I feel like it's so, I don't know why. The cover just made me angry, actually, because I was like, this is so good. And now I'm so mad.
Yeah, it really is so good. And I feel like, I mean, my theory behind it is similar to when she did Work Bitch.
Yes.
Which had a lot of scenes that were cut.
Yes, which she says that she did herself because she thought they were too sexy.
Right, the conservative mommy jumped out and she's like, this is too sexy. I don't want to use this anymore. So I feel like it's not too far out there to be like, she scrapped that herself.
Yeah, she has
as
said
well
on
as
record.
The original Make Me video, which is very like risque and like she's, you know, the clothes are very revealing. I could totally see her being like, I don't want my titties out. The conservative mommy is jumping out. Scrap this whole thing and then scrap this. Like I could see her doing that because she's done it before.
I agree with you because this is something that we've been like frustrated with a few times in a row. Like we cut Perfume video, we cut Work Bitch video. And she herself said Work Bitch was too sexy for her and she edited out a lot. And so it would fit in the theme of her dialing back her own work to scrap it entirely and go with that second version of the Make Me video. because, you know, when you have a cover like this and you don't have the original Make Me video, I guess it kind of does seem a little more confusing creatively, because this paired with the Make Me original video concept probably makes a lot more sense.
Oh, yeah. She's wearing the same outfit.
Yeah. So I get it in that, because the Glory actual cover comes from the Make Me screen cap. Like, literally, it's just like a screenshot.
Of that second video.
Yeah. So this was the first video. So it's frustrating. I wish we knew what was at the center of that disagreement. It's interesting that he said that she wanted cages and stuff, which would suggest that she wanted to go for it. But then did she also want to go with it with Ben Moore on the Work Bitch video and then cut that back? Like,
probably.
Yeah, probably. It only adds more fuel to the fire of questioning whether her team is stifling her creative choices or if it's her herself doing this. I wish her caption for the post was so much different. Like, you asked for a new Glory cover.
Yeah, no, well, we did not.
We didn't. We did ask for 5 million other things, though. Where is Mood Ring? Where is, like, where's the third single? Where's everything? But, you know.
We asked for a third single, a third music video.
We have full concepts for every song on this album that you could put out, but that's fine. But she kind of, like, I feel like this caption deflects. It doesn't even tell me that she likes it. You asked for this, and since it went to number one, we had to. It's like, there's no acknowledgement of what it means, if she likes it or anything. So it's like, oh, okay.
Right. Like, I would have loved for her to explain the symbolism more. Because
right.
So much there.
It's screaming. It is like, in the mythology of Britney Spears, the mysteries never end with what, how deep something should be read into and what this means.
And it's her first cover to actually do that.
Completely.
In 20 plus years. What are you saying about years.
What are you saying about the Femme Fatale cover?
Oh. The Femme Fatale bed photo? Oh my God. Could you imagine if she was like,
this is the original Glory cover.
This is the original Glory cover, and it was the bed photo from Femme Fatale.
Every perfume campaign.
Oh my God.
That would have been funny. Yeah, it's aggravating because this does not help in questioning her team, their decision-making for her.
Even well, I will say, at least they're being consistent and being confusing, right?
They are consistent in confusion. Because my other thing is, like, and it might be rude to say, but, like, if she is the one editing it back, this would have worked out more in her favor, and I wish she had a team that was willing to stand up for her and say, no, you should put yourself out there because this is really quite something. If it was her decision to scrap it, I would also want a team that, like, pushed her to creatively go there if she felt like she wasn't sure.
Right, because
it's just
smart
either way.
The visual of it, the symbolism of it, it's all so smart.
Right.
And, like, and then visually stunning. It's such a good photo.
It's such a good photo of her. And
I feel like it probably was her who scrapped it for being too sexy. And
right. It goes in line with what she said in interviews recently.
Yeah.
More recent campaigns. But,
and I also agree with you with the whole chains thing, that it is more of a liberating thing. Like, she looks like she's broken from the chains and she's like writhing around.
Right.
And it's like this, and you know, the desert, she's talked about, like, remember that quote she said where she was like, it feels so spiritual out there.
Mm-hmm.
When she filmed like Work Bitch or whatever.
Totally.
I don't know. I get like a very literally a glorious, liberated vibe from the cover. And I feel like in that period of time, she was very much
that's how
in
it
control.
Outside. Yeah.
Yeah. And we talked about this on other episodes of the Britney podcast, but like the VMAs, the Billboard Music Awards that year, everything that she was doing that year was driven by her. And
yeah,
she talked in that one interview about how she had to get smart and like work around the conservatorship to put
yeah.
together the album. And I felt like she was so in control. And so it just fits so well with that.
I just, yeah.
Period
I
of time.
There was a statement from her of some kind, of some in detail about it. Because now, of course, fast forward a few years, you know, when every headline is about the conservatorship and whether she's okay and whether it is taking advantage of her and all of these things that have spiraled since the cancellation of Domination, this cover now feels a lot different than maybe then, where we were sort of like, God, she's at her peak. Now it's like those chains kind of hit different.
Right. The context of the symbolism is very different today than it would have been in spring of 2016.
Completely.
If this had come out in spring of 2016, I feel like this album probably would have taken off more because, I don't know.
Yeah, assuming that she also said something about the imagery too. Like, assuming like we finally got that sit-down interview that we at this point need about everything that has become so uncomfortable to talk about, because we all just, there needs to be answers at this point. I just, yeah, things would have been different, I think, actually.
Yeah.
They would have had to explain this cover because I feel like it requires explanation.
Well, and imagine if she had gone on her London tour when she was doing all that press and this cover was out.
Right. They would have asked her about it.
Yeah. It would have been the whole talk of the whole thing.
And there would have been...
And she was very vocal back then, too.
Right. And, you know, David LaChapelle also said that the Make Me video that did eventually leak wasn't even, like, the full shebang of what they intended. God only knows how this imagery would have connected to the actual Make Me concept video that won't... I don't think there's... I just don't think they filmed the full realized...
Yeah, I don't think it was finished.
So who knows? Because I think there was more to like the whole Adam and Eve scenario of it, because there was that like eviction notice on the door that was signed Eve or Adam and Eve or something like that. I don't know. But or Garden of Eden, like there was something more.
Right. It feels like there's pieces missing.
So only more questions than answers in the world of Spears. Right. And it is very interesting that we get this now. And it's so frustrating, I guess, that this is how they've decided to handle the Justice for Glory, is by showing us a clearly superior image and just being like, here you go, you're welcome, 4 years later. Is you guys know that we were starved for content and for new music and for explanations, and it's like,
and for Mood Ring to be added to Spotify,
and for Mood Ring, and it's like you've only made more mystery. And at this point, I just think that's kind of what they want to do, is just add to the mythology of her career and the drama surrounding it at this point. And it's like exhausting. No other pop princess is so enshrouded in mystery and potentially very dubious happenings like this. It's just, I'm so tired. Like, why can't we just like stan House Labs makeup and go to Chromatica?
I just want to fucking go to Chromatica. I want to go out to the bar and shake my ass. Have you seen that TikTok?
Oh my God, yes.
I just want to go to the fucking bar and shake my ass.
I just want to go to the fucking bar and I want to shake my ass. And I want to get margaritas with my friends.
God, so true though. And I'm sure, I can't even say I'm sure one day we'll know, because I don't actually know that at all. I just wish.
And could you imagine if she was doing Domination still right now and then this had happened? I'm like, if you're going to put out this new cover, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite songs off this album? Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about Glory. If we're celebrating it, like, we got a little video of her confirming that she was really happy and made her day, which I actually didn't even expect from her. That was a surprise in itself. And then they did this, but I guess I'm an asshole, but I hate the way they handled it. I'm like, it set the world ablaze, the internet ablaze. She trended, Glory trended worldwide. And then it's like, I only have more questions.
Finally, if all else fails, when we look back at 2020.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, those were the days. Finally got Justice for Glory.
Finally, we did get Justice for Glory. We don't need to say it anymore. We did it. But
we did it, kids.
I can't stop crying. We did it, kids. but I do want this like in poster size now. And I also would like a monologue from her about it.
Watch, it's going to be the next vinyl.
They better. Oh, I saw somebody wrote that they... Oh, Rachel Page wrote, she would use the old vinyl as a frisbee if they reprint it with this.
I have to say though, there is something about that cover though that does just the original, like the screenshot cover.
I mean, you live with something enough, then it becomes
right.
You know, it's nostalgic for its own reasons.
She's on my desk, and I'm like, wow.
No, it's still a pretty shot of her. It's just like, it's sort of how I feel about I mean, we hated the Blackout cover was the Gimme More cover used like 3 times. And by the time it became the album cover, at the time, most of the diehards were like, what the fuck? This is so stupid that you're using the same picture.
Yeah, it really is a tragic cover.
Yeah, but now it's iconic. And right. Like, I would, you know, I couldn't think of anything. Well, there's like a million better ones, but it's like, you know, you get stuck with an image long enough and it's iconic. But I just can't believe this exists, basically.
Oh, well.
I just hope one day we will understand.
One day we will never understand.
God, it's so frustrating. And I just feel like there's so much anger and confusion in the fan base. And I don't think that that's unfair, because at the heart of it, everyone's like, is this woman okay? And we're left with these clues and these things that are like now imagery that's like, are you trying to tell us something? You know? But I'll also say, this is not that different from if we go back pre-conservatorship. She was already making a lot of very, very strong statements about fame and her status, like with every time she requested to die in the video, and she wanted to make a strong statement about essentially, you know, fame imprisoning her.
Well, yeah, and fame killing her.
Yeah, so this also is not, especially with a La Chapelle reunion from the same Every Time shoot, it's not that far off. She's touched on the theme before, so much to consider in the world of Britney. But I love it at the end of the day. I'm glad we have it.
Same, and I'm glad that more people are noticing Glory and
yes,
listening.
Yes, because the album did rocket to top 5 worldwide on iTunes. Lord knows how many locals think it's new and they just bought it for the first time and they really like this new song, Do You Want to Come Over? And they're inviting
Speaking
their friends.
Do You Want to Come Over?
Uh-huh. That's literally not allowed right now.
Right. Right. T-Kyle wasn't social distancing. He said, Do You Want to Come Over?
Oh my God. If she releases a single now. Oh my God. Anti-quarantine me.
Honestly, that would be a really funny Zoom
it would be.
Video.
Do you want to come over? You can't.
Stay home. Uh-huh. I was thinking, though, that that would actually have been a really good single.
Of course it would have been. And I think I was just thinking about, because I got re-mad about the whole campaign, even though a lot of it was wonderful, just actually after Slumber Party, just thinking about how Change Your Mind was sitting right there at the peak of J Balvin, Maluma, all of that like brewing, and how easy it would have been to just add them to the song and just have this like Latin-y moment. It's like sitting right there. It's right there. Like that would have been perfect. She was literally dancing to them in her workout videos for like a straight year. And we're like, you have a bilingual song right there. Like do it, please.
Well, I mean, if they can re-release a cover 4 years later, who even knows
That's
what's
true.
Possible next? So
hope they're listening. As we drag them for not releasing it.
Right. Just add Mood Ring to Spotify, please. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
also, can you make sure that this is just the cover for everything, deluxe and everywhere? Like, it should just be the cover.
Ugh.
Well, that was a lot to take in 1 week.
Just a quick little update there. And thank you to everyone who's been listening and sharing the Britney podcast. It has been a while. And... we have no idea what's going to happen next, but if you would like to keep up with other music and other legends, including Britney, we do a weekly Britney quarantine watch over on our second podcast called Legends Only. It is available on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, everywhere, Stitcher, Acast, the whole shebang. You can check that out. We are also on Patreon at patreon.com/legendsonly. If you would like to connect with Brad and I more. And yeah.
Until next time.
Until next time.
We will see you.
Hopefully they put Mood Ring on streaming.
Soon.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.